Hey there, y'all. Welcome to IDFK and Neither Do You. On today's first ever episode, I'm just going to be talking about what the fuck is going on in my life. For starters, I got up this morning and I went outside to check on my plants because I am a devoted plant mother, which is the only maternal instinct I'll ever have. And I checked on all my plants today. Then I went and got lunch with my mans, my fiance. Shout out to James, because I know he's going to be my only listener. Love you, baby. And then I went to Dollar Tree today, and I bought $25 worth of stuff. $16 out of those $25 was spent entirely on candles that I plan to use later on in the week, month. We'll see whenever they all get burnt. And I'm supposed to be cleaning right now, but I chose to do something that's completely useless. But you know what? Who cares? Because I'm stuck in my house until tomorrow, because I'm an essential worker, but I don't have work today, so I'm just fiddle farting around, being my southern ass self. And I didn't really have any topics planned, but I'll start out with some things about myself. I've been in musical theater for 7 years now. I've been in 15 shows, last time I counted, I think. I did the same show twice, and was two different characters both times. I was in Alice in Wonderland when I was in 7th grade as the Dodo Bird, and then I was in Ensemble my senior year. I'm obsessed with bees, and we should be doing our part to save the bees because they're dying. Hopefully, they will be healed up soon, and the species will be back where it should be, which is thriving and helping the world be a safer place. I love Harry Potter. I've seen all 8 movies and both Fantastic Beasts films. I went to Universal for my 16th birthday. I have my own wand. I have so many collectibles that I have had therapists tell me that it's kind of concerning how much I'm obsessed with things. Not really, that's exaggerating, but I feel like that's what my therapist would say if she could see. All my memorabilia. My parents are both too busy to hang out with me right now because my mom's a student and my dad is a businessman, so he's always on the phone with somebody. I do witchcraft. I read tarot. I have a witchy mentor, my witch mom. Shout out to Ayana. She is going to teach me how to read my tarot cards and help me get in touch with my higher self, while also teaching me how to work with the deities that we both work with. And I'm excited about that. I would consider myself a new ager, because I believe in embracing your spirituality while also embracing the fact that some of this stuff, while it seems crazy, might actually help, whether it's psychosomatic or not. Because even if it's psychosomatic, it can still have power over you, and that's what I love about it. And my cat is currently taking a nap right next to my demon paintings that my fiance painted me a while ago. And I'm currently shuffling a blue bicycle deck that I got for school that I never used because I dropped out of college after one semester. But they're nice and crisp. And you know what? Since new show jitters, why don't we do a good shuffle? I can't do bridges with new cards. I try, but I can't. And I'm recording this off my phone, but I still love it. I'm enjoying doing this, even though I'm just kind of talking. What else? I'm obsessed with musical theater, which you can probably tell by the fact that I'm a theater kid. And who the fuck had the brilliant idea to close down Broadway till June 7th? That's pretty ridiculous. Guess I'll just have to continue to perform Les Miserables to myself in my room with the door locked. But that's okay, because one day more done by one person, don't knock it till you've done it. It's quite entertaining. Oh man, I love the feeling of fresh cards. I have a tarot deck that I made myself, and it doesn't feel as crisp anymore because I shuffle them over and over and over again just to help them move and to keep their energy fresh. And we'll shuffle them while we're here. I took 5 to 8 days to paint all of these, all 78 cards, because there are 78 cards in a traditional tarot deck. And I'm looking forward to getting my new deck that my mentor gave me, or purchased for me, and she's mailing it to me. So I'll have something new to work with. And I've never worked with an Oracle deck before, which I'm looking forward to. And if anybody listens to this, feel free to follow me on my Instagram, which is AVRI_always. Or my Twitter, which is, I gotta check real quick, which is tribal-whipmaster. So that's tribal dash whipmaster. Or you can follow me on TikTok, which is dormmaster with 2 M's, so it's dormmaster, all one word. And follow my equally as random as this content. My Snapchat is AVRI78 if you'd like to follow me there for more antics about my softball player body or the fact that I make bread with too much salt and then wonder why it tastes terrible. Well, that's all I have for right now, and I will definitely have more content planned. So if you would like to follow me and listen for more, just feel free to follow me, or if you guys want me to set up a Patreon or something, just let me know, and I will. All right, y'all. Peace.